Let's do this thing here. It is a daily podcast. Welcome, folks. Dave here. All the best moments from today's show, like we do every single day, just for you. We just care that much about you. Entertainment-starved stranger on the internet. What happened today? Well, it's Pi Day. Happy Pi Day to you. Not the delicious and tasty kind. No, the nerdy and analytical mathematic kind. But who's saying you can't go out and enjoy a slice of coconut cream, right? At least that's where I'd go. I don't know. A lot of people are sketched out by the texture. That's fine. Hey, more for me. All right, get to the point, Dave. Classic brackets. We got to Van Halen versus Aerosmith today, a heavyweight bracket. And you decided who came out on top there. There's a new musical on Broadway that got our attention. And A Nasty Neighbor got Steve's sister's attention, and we went to the phones to hear if your stories could top hers. Plus, there was some Game of Thrones news, which will excite many people out there on seemingly everybody's favorite show that is taking a lifetime to return, but no lifetime to wait to get to these clips. Let's dive in right now. Here you go. It is the Daily Podcast.
Of course, today, a very special day because it's Pi Day.
Oh, it is. Yeah,
it's Pi Day. 314, of course, you know, 3.14, you know,
5926. I'm tapped out.
Right.
I used to remember like 12.
It's, you know, something like 55% of the people in this country will celebrate Pi Day. The other 45% will have sex. All right. Because this is the nerdiest of holidays. It doesn't get any.
Well, May the 4th, perhaps. You can make that argument.
Yeah, you got that going. Yeah, right. But that's just really expressed. Does anybody really celebrate May the 4th?
Oh, God. Yes.
Oh, really? Really?
It's painful.
Oh, let's see. There I am, being old again.
Yeah.
And obviously a millennial holiday.
Yeah.
Right?
No, it's not.
Gen X.
It's Star Wars fans. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Don't lump us in with that crap. How dare you?
Really?
You watch your mouth, damn it.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, tell me more, Mr. Backwards Hat.
Mr. Mustache and glasses and bald head. Headphones, teeth, nose.
Are we playing
eyes?
Guess Who?
Yeah, right.
All right.
Come on, bro. By the way, I wear this backwards hat all the time backwards now, just to piss you off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. I'm surprised it took you this long to notice.
Right. No,
damn
I just,
it.
No, it just took me this long to say anything.
Well, you know what?
Mr. Backwards Hat.
Yeah. Right. I'm going to keep doing it. Right. You know why?
By the way, your son thinks you look like a schmuck.
I think you look stupid.
We can broadcast something from the ship to drown out their links. Something
loud and distracting.
Loud and distracting? I've got just the thing.
The John DiBella Podcast. 102.9.
I love the power of radio.
MGK.
Right now, we have been doing our brackets.
It's awesome, baby!
Welcome to the big show.
Yep, the classic brackets continued. In the first round, it was the Brits going up against the North, Bad Company against Bob Seger. Bob Seger took that one yesterday in an interesting battle. The West against the South, Skynyrd against the Doors, and Skynyrd took that one. Now today, I've got to tell you something. I am not sure how this one's going to go.
Yeah,
this might be the biggest battle. This might be a battle to see one of these two bands, I think, is going to be a finalist.
I'm with you. I think that one of these two, the winner today, wins it all.
Really?
Yeah.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Today, representing the North, it's Aerosmith. Representing the West, it's Van Halen. This is a perfect matchup. This really is a perfect matchup. So if you believe that Van Halen is the better of the two and should advance in the bracket, text 1 to MGK, MGK. If you're going with Aerosmith, text 2 to MGK, MGK. That's 645, 645. Let's get them started. 1 for Van Halen, 2 for Aerosmith, to MGK, MGK. And when we're done with our second tune, we'll let you know who the winner of this round is. Philadelphia's Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. And let's update the calculations. Wow. This is the one matchup that has gotten the most votes so far this week. And ladies and gentlemen, there can only be a one winner. And taking the number one spot between Van Halen and Aerosmith to move on into the next round, ladies and gentlemen, It's Aerosmith. Aerosmith takes 56% of the vote. That's the tightest vote we've had so far. 56% of the vote going to Aerosmith. So tomorrow it's the North, it's the South rather, against the Brits. It's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers against ELO. Mm. So we'll get to that tomorrow, and then we'll move into the next round on a Friday.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Play that funky music, white boy.
102.9.
What do you want, man? You tripping.
MGK.
Cindy, before we get to traffic.
Okay.
All right. Do you know who Joy Mangano is?
No.
Actually, you probably do, but you don't remember.
Sure, I do.
No. You remember the Jennifer Lawrence film,
right.
Joy?
Yes.
All right. The woman who invented the Miracle Mop?
Right.
All right. They are going to do her life story on Broadway.
You're kidding me.
No. They're going to do a life story on Broadway. Could be a musical. You know, you can imagine like songs like
"It's a Miracle Mop."
Mop.
And the sales are never ever gonna stop.
Where can I get one?
It's a Miracle Mop.
Jenny has one.
The home shopping sales are never gonna stop.
With hits like this, you'll be leaving the theater singing.
Where's the dirt now?
I think it's gone.
Where's the dirt now?
That's why we wrote this song. The Miracle Mop, the sales are out of control. Gonna make Joy Mangano a big bankroll.
There you go.
Wow. Right, yeah. What a bunch of great tunes there.
It is.
I'm going to wait for the ShamWow guy.
Yeah.
That's the show I want to see.
I think there's hookers in that one.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't particularly like
John DeBella.
For the same reason that I dislike
the John DeBella Podcast.
All right, so let me get this straight. Cindy, you got to hear this, all right?
Okay.
Your sister, Steve's sister, who just had a baby, right?
A week old.
All right, did she come home to this note? Or
it was a couple days after they got home.
Okay, all right. Check out this neighbor stories.
She found a note on her door that from her neighbor next door that said, "Do not put your dog out after 10 p.m. He barked and woke me up."
Barked, singular.
Yes. Yeah. If
barked,
you do,
singular.
I will have to report you to the Abington Township Police.
Okay.
And on the back of the note was, stapled to it, was the list of Abington Township noise violations and ordinances and stuff like that. And this same lady also complained to the guy across the street who's building a house.
He's building a house.
That the workers were working on Saturday and Sunday. And she complained to the township about that.
And one of them barked once.
He barked once.
Yeah.
And
barked
that
once.
The lawn wasn't mown. Wow.
The lawn wasn't mowed on the house that's being built.
Oh,
yes.
Geez.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Dude. Oh, God.
That's a little rough neighbor, right?
Oh, God. I mean, yeah, that's
is this like a nosy old lady?
Give
me some context.
Yeah, probably in their, you know, middle aged.
Now is your sister like you, so a revenge has already started?
She's worse than me.
Oh,
Melissa
really?
Is worse than me. It's going to be an all-out petty war.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Anything she can do, she will. With a 1 year, a 1 week old.
That's good. That's good. I mean, it's always fun to hear those, you know, neighboring, battling neighbor stories, right? But I bet you there's somebody out there who could top it.
Oh, I mean,
who's got the worst neighbor? All right. Who's got the 215-263-WMGK?
Is it going to light up?
The phones are going to go crazy. All right. Try to keep your story short.
Yeah. Right.
We don't want every exact detail. But just basically, like Steve said, what has happened between you and your neighbor? I mean, I've got one, but my revenge came from the neighbor.
What do you mean?
Oh, no. This was great, right? I put a shed in my back. You know the shed that's in my backyard, right up in the garden?
Sure.
Okay. Well, when we put it up there, we had it in a completely different direction, and it was up against the fence. So it was a 6-foot fence. It was an 8-foot roof peak, right? So there was like 2 feet of a little peak of a roof coming over the fence. My next door neighbor contacts the township and says, "Hey, this can't be legal. I want this taken down."
What?
Right? The township comes to the house and says, "John," he goes like,
"I don't like triangles.
Right? You need to be 10 feet from the fence, right? But I couldn't move it in the direction that it was in, 10 feet from the fence, so I had to turn it."
Okay.
So instead of seeing a 2-foot little triangle, right, she's got the whole peak of the roof, right, straight across the back fence. Right? You know, so it's like, I didn't have to do it. The township got my revenge for me.
That's
good. So what is your nasty neighbor story? Give us a call at 215-263-WMGK. We're going to be looking for your nasty neighbors in just a moment. If you didn't hear this earlier, 215-263-WMGK. Because earlier this morning, Steve comes in and tells us a story. So your sister comes home with a new baby.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. All right. And she's in the house, what, a day? And finds this note on her door from a neighbor.
Correct, saying, do not put your dog outside after 10. It barked and woke me up.
Barked, singular.
Yeah, yeah. If you do, I'll report you to the police and file a complaint. And then she taped to the back the, township noise ordinance stuff.
Right.
While also complaining about the house being built across the street because they were building it on a Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
And the lawn was not mowed.
That kills me.
Right,
that's
the
worst
lawn
part.
Was not mowed.
You think the township has an idea about
that? Yeah. You get that feeling the township might know something, so. Right? Yeah. And the idea that, like the dog barked. All right, yeah, come on.
Right.
Come on. But, you get these cranky bastard neighbors. Everybody's got them. So who are your nasty neighbors? 215-263-WMGK. It seems that we've got Debbie on the line here. Not our Debbie. I don't think so. Let me go to the phone. Okay, Debbie, can you top Steve's story?
I don't know. I'm probably.
All right, go ahead.
We have less than an acre property here in the little borough of Hellertown.
Okay.
My neighbor gets on his tractor and drives around for, and I am not exaggerating in any way, 3 hours straight. No, it's not funny. The first 20 minutes, but every time he turns it off, for a while, then he starts it up again. Sounds like a cannon. The 4th of freaking July.
All right, let me try Rob over here. Rob, can you top Steve's story?
I believe I can. I had a neighbor that kept calling the township on me because he didn't like where my permit was placed in the window while building a deck. So I proceeded to call every contractor and scheduled estimates for him for 3 straight months.
Troy, what's your story? Can you top Steve's?
I lived in Allentown, downstairs apartment, front bedroom, old guy next door would play polka music every Sunday morning with his with his old James Wade realistic radio.
Well, Jesus loved polka. Mike, can you top Steve's story?
My next-door neighbor took me to court because my fireplace smoked too much.
Right. Like you chimney, are you just right? burning wood in your fireplace, or,
yeah,
or are you throwing the odd body in there?
Yeah, then when he took me to court for it and he lost, I started throwing pine needles in there.
Is this an outdoor fire pit or an inside fireplace?
Oh, it was my inside fire
pit. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, Lisa.
Yes.
All right, can you top Steve's story?
My neighbor didn't like us. She wanted us to pay outrageous amount to pave the driveway, and we didn't even use that much of it.
Okay.
She took us to court saying that my daughter's father shook his penis around like a garden hose.
When we went to court, good for him!
Hold on. I just want to clarify some things here. Do you have a shared driveway?
We did. Not anymore.
Did you move, or do you both have separate driveways now?
No, she said, you can put your driveway right next to ours. Let me tell you something. I got 3 acres. My driveway ain't near hers. So I don't even want to see her ever again. But anyway, the judge asked me if he shook it like a garden hose to this lady. I told the judge if he could do that, we'd be in California making movies.
Yes! Oh, that's great! Neighbor!
The John DeBella Podcast.
Well, you know this means war.
102.9.
Slaughter all who stand in our way.
MGK.
Got a news story here that you're going to be very interested in, Steve.
Okay.
Okay. The cast.
You have my attention.
A cast of Game of Thrones sat down for a table read yesterday.
Okay.
All right. The entire season is done.
Mm-hmm.
Right? All 6 scripts are done.
Oh, my God.
All right. And according to Francesca Orsi,
who is the
senior vice president for drama at HBO.
Come on, Steve.
Right? None of the cast had received the scripts prior, and one by one, they started falling down to their deaths. Right? As they were doing the table read. As each one died, they just fell down. When the reads were finished, everyone said to have tears in their eyes and gave a standing O for it lasted 15 to 20 minutes.
What?
Right? They've also confirmed that there are spinoffs in the future that branch beyond the original source material, and they're talking about 3, 4, maybe even 5 spinoffs
Correct.
Coming from that.
Prequels.
So, there you go. Yeah. It's going to be a beautiful day.
We still have to wait a year, though.
We still got to wait a damn year, right? But we got Westworld coming.
Yes.
Yes.
Now I'm excited.
Okay.
The John DeBella Podcast.
This is nuts.
102.9. MGK.